Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, you're eager little beavers today. Joining us for a quickie Ghost of Boyfriends Past. You can't, they're keen. They can't help it. Every Thursday, right on the prompt. And here you are. Thank you for joining us on Ghost of Boyfriends Past. I'm Tom Harrison. Across from me, as ever, is Elizabeth Best.
You join
us on a quickie, a mini-sode of the show, where we get to just unpack the extra stuff, the extra emotional baggage that we've got lying at the bottom of our bags at the end of the week. It's a question-themed one this week, and I'll open the batting if you'd like, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm, care for it.
Is there anything that you find unfairly being the key word, is there anything that you find yourself unfairly judging in, like, a potential partner, like appearance or...
Yes.
Yeah. You can, if you don't want to cop to it. Mine is teeth, okay? Yep. If someone's got dodgy teeth, I know, and I will acknowledge.
Are you talking dodgy, like, as in just not straight, or dodgy as in...
I don't know. I think I'm pretty high standards with it. I'm pretty...
Because I don't have straight teeth.
I'm pretty picky.
Would you judge my teeth?
Yours aren't bad at all. Are you calling your teeth bad?
Oh, I've got a really... I used to suck my thumb until I was like 11 years old, so my teeth don't actually touch at the bottom, and I've got two that stick out.
You're fine.
Not that I'm being self-deprecating, but I'm totally being self-deprecating.
But I
acknowledge... To what... I can't word.
to what degree?
Thank you, Zane. To what degree would they need to be bad for you to be like, ugh?
Yeah, look, they... only a couple of, like, not much, yeah. is my bugbear.
I'm very not into bad breath, but I think most people aren't into bad breath. Something that's superficial that even I to this day get angry at myself for being sad about is height. And I hate. Like, I will still and have dated people shorter than me, and I am 5'2.5", so it's pretty difficult to be shorter than me. But I still have, I have been angry at myself for that tiny little bit in my heart that goes, oh, when I realize they're shorter than me. But then I realize they're awesome person and that I'm the asshole.
But you're 5'2", right?
So I am 5'2".
You've got surely a lot of height room going up,
yeah,
right?
And you know what, one of my longest term relationships was only about 5'7", and I thought that was great and fine, yeah, and wonderful, actually, because, and I, this is why I want to say to the short kings out there, is that I don't need someone to be massively taller than me, and I actually found it super convenient when we were a similar height, because we both just got to mash faces at the same height, and it was really comfy.
See, at least
really comfy.
At least with your particular, like, you're particular about height, right? At least you're very short, so that you've got this great big window of height above, of potential height above.
But it's
you.
Not even, I would, it's not a deal breaker for me. Something that I probably also unfairly judge is if you wear socks with sandals.
Hey. That is the dress of my people, okay? What is this racism against the English? Socks and sandals. Socks and sandals.
I was like, how do you bring racism into this?
There's a, no. Yes, I wear them around the house.
Oh, around the house is fine. But like, but if you meet me out for a date at a restaurant and you're wearing socks and sandals.
No good.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
So that, that doesn't even feel unfair for the person there. Okay, very good, very good.
I don't think there's a, oh, I really, I'm going to have to think about this, and I'll come back to you and we'll talk about it on another episode, because I'm sure that there are other things that
I'm
I can
sure
think of without being put on the spot that make me a petty bitch.
And I reckon we all have more examples than we want to know.
Oh, okay. So here's one. I really don't like it if somebody has, I have no problem with receding hairlines, but if you then grow your hair out the back out long and it's migrating off your head to such a degree, like Wernstrom from Futurama,
yes.
you
yeah,
know, like
sure.
the, just chop it. at that point. Just, you know, bald men are attractive. Like, don't think that having a receding hairline makes you any less attractive, but please don't try and grow it. Don't try and keep the same amount of hair on your head by growing the length at the back.
Yes, so the bravely fighting it
I feel bad about it because people can't help their hairlines, but also you'd look really sexy bald, so just do that, you know?
Yes, that's probably the good information. All
right, I have one that's a bit of a full-on question rather than a general question. Yep. Okay, I was on my sixth date with a guy and he told me, I'm already angry. And he told me that he didn't like the dress that I wore on our first date. Okay. Nobody has ever told me it looked bad before, not ever. I told him that nobody else thought that. And he said, well, that's because I'll tell you the truth.
Mm.
Other people won't tell you the truth.
Mm. Dump them!
Thank you so much, Zane. Yes. Thoughts about this? Is his honesty a kindness to me? Maybe I do look bad in it, or is it just rude?
So maybe. Maybe there is room in the world for this guy to be right. He's the only one that's giving this person correct feedback, right? All of her friends are saying, yes, you look great in it, because so there is room for that as a possibility. But do we believe him?
No, we don't believe him. Zane is on mic. What do we have to say?
It could be.
Yeah.
That he was like, oh, I think this, and all of your friends are going to say that you're super pretty, but I'm going to say, no, you look ugly. Even so, what are you getting from it? Yeah, who benefits from that situation?
Oh, yeah.
If you're feeling yourself in an outfit, which is usually what you wear to a first date, who wants to be told, oh, I actually really didn't like what you were wearing? Also, and this is worst case scenario.
Yes, sure.
First step to isolating her from her friends.
Ah, yes.
That is what I was going to say.
Okay, I didn't even cross my little mind.
So here's the thing. I have dated someone who was brutally honest, and he used to say, wouldn't you prefer that I'm honest with you rather than lying? But here's what I say to that. Honesty without compassion is cruelty.
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And I think that if you were really feeling yourself and he's knocking you down a peg, then that's a bit shit. You might not have looked great in that dress, but that's something that he didn't need to bring up at that time because you were not wearing that dress at that time. If you're in a relationship 3 months down the track and you put that dress on and he goes, actually, babe, I really don't like that dress, then that's a sort of almost a different story. But whenever someone says to me, and this could be my baggage talking, but whenever somebody says to me, I'm being honest with you, nobody else is going to be honest with you, but I will,
yeah,
I don't
probably,
fucking believe
probably
them.
Probably not.
I think they are gaslighting me into trusting only them.
No, you're right. And it's also breaching this. It's sinister, but it's like, don't you want me to have the opportunity to tell you that you look shit? Like, don't you? It's like,
it's like a way
I'm doing you a favor by abusing you.
Yes. And then it's, yeah, exactly. And then it's a way to make you go, oh my God, he's so kind because he's honest to me. But I think we all just need to say it again for those louder in the back is that honesty without compassion or without tact is cruelty.
And that's the thing. You can say, I don't like that outfit. You can say that and that's totally fine.
Mm.
What you can't say is you look bad in that outfit.
Yeah.
Because you can say, I don't like that outfit, but I can tell that you're feeling yourself. So you wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
I like what you look like. I'm not a fan of the outfit. And that is the same message without any of the kind of undermining of self-image and kind of insinuation of other people lying and being untrustworthy.
And why is he choosing that moment to dredge it up?
Yeah.
Like, why would you say, hey, here's a negative thing about you that I noticed when it's not even a topic of conversation, when that outfit is no longer there? Because it's a technique. Jerk. I'm sorry. There is no way that I think that that's innocent. He's just being honest with you. You didn't ask. You didn't ask.
Very good point. Absolutely. I've got a question that cycles back to dating a coworker.
Oh.
Now, the recent history on this here podcast, we've been up to our necks in stories about dating co-workers and is it a good idea? We've really explored it.
We even aired an episode of Every Step podcast that I was on talking about dating in the workplace to continue the conversation.
So if we can provide some input to this, We might be armed well to do it. So how to move on after dating a co-worker?
Oh God, Mabra's really bad at this.
After being with my ex for 10 years, our relationship ended. We just grew apart. After that, something between me and a co-worker began to grow. After lots of talking, I don't think English is their first language, so be patient. After lots of talks about this being smart, since we are colleagues, we decided to give it a try. After an amazing start and 6 months in, which I kind of fell in love, she mentioned having doubt a week after we told our boss about us.
Oh, I feel that in my soul.
This ultimately resulted in her ending it. After that, I dated around a bit, met a few beautiful and nice women, but I can't seem to bind. I still see my colleague 3/4 of the week, and the job requires seeing each other often. Is there anyone who can help me with this? All tips are greatly appreciated. Yes, so
that very is so issue. Hard, and I failed miserably because I was seeing my ex every day and I got back together with him, which I absolutely should not have done. It was the worst thing I possibly have done.
You said we got back together and shouldn't have done.
Yep.
So is that advice to anyone that's going through this person?
No, I wouldn't say that blanket, but for me, seeing him every day made me think I wanted him more than I did.
Yes.
Because it's basically like saying, okay, I'm going to go cold turkey off, let's say, chocolate cake, and then every day someone puts a piece of chocolate cake
here's your
on a plate
cake
in front of you and literally says, smell it while you walk past.
Yes.
It's going to be really difficult to not have chocolate cake or to not feel like you need chocolate cake, whereas if chocolate cake wasn't there and then in a couple of months you see chocolate cake and you're like, I wonder why I liked that. Do you know what I mean? Like it's
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say that it's – I don't say blanket, no one should do it again or no one should consider it, but I think you either need to take a slight leave of absence from work if you can, or think about looking at another department if you don't love your job desperately. Or make sure that you're trying to engage yourself in projects where you're not directly involved with that person, because it is going to be so difficult for you to realize whether the relationship would or wouldn't work if they're constantly in your face. And then it's going to be so much harder to move on and be with somebody else if you still have in the back of your mind this person that you liked and admittedly fell in love with.
Yeah,
I think you've got to take time off. Yep. I really do.
If you can, all workplaces are different. Have a yak to a supervisor about moving departments or temporarily moving.
Secondments are a just thing. Something. Could you be seconded into another department for 6 months, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
It's just it's so difficult to wean yourself off something if it's constantly sitting right in front of you.
Yep, and time. And that's it's such a frustrating thing to hear.
The amount of times I've wanted to punch people in the face for saying time heals all wounds, because they're right and I want to punch them in their smug
but
faces.
But in the moment, in your moment of need, of crisis, of I'm the main character and I'm heartbroken, being told, well, it's time.
Yeah.
That's so
good. This too shall pass.
No,
you don't want to pass my fist into your face. Shut up.
But yes,
time. I don't condone violence. I've never actually punched. I've only once punched someone.
You won't investigate that here. But yes, time and physical distance probably.
Yeah.
Probably will do it.
I'm sorry there's not an easier thing, but until your feelings are dissipated enough for you to see them on a day-to-day basis, it's going to be hard for you.
Yeah, so those of you thinking about dating in the workplace, yes, the beforehand's all very lovely.
And the during is very sexy.
Yes, great, fantastic, but you've got to try and picture it ending. Even amicably it ending, you still have to see this person like every day.
And when it happened to me, he was always like, hey, how are you going? You look great today. And I'm like, what do you want from me? Why are you doing this? All right. So if you have any more questions that you would like Tom and I and occasionally Zane to agony aunt and uncle our way through, please write into ghostofboyfriendspass@gmail.com or hit us up on any of our social medias or post in our Facebook group, Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy, and get the lovely people in the group to answer your question. And if you let us know that you want us to read it out, we'll do it as well. We can source answers from all over the place for you on any questions about dating that you might have. But in the meantime, I guess that's it for this questions episode. We're done. It's a quickie. We've been quick, and we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.